Hey, welcome to the Jackpot Junkie Podcast, where we're going to tell you the stories of you, the weekend warrior, the jackpot junkie, to educate, inspire, and entertain. I am Tara Hill.
And I am Lindsay Judson. We hope that you enjoy our guest today. Please make sure that you subscribe to our podcast so that you'll be sure to catch every episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jackpot Junkie. It is 2019. And we are here in Denver, Colorado at the WESA.
I don't even know what it stands for.
I don't know either. It's the Western and English Apparel Market, which we don't have a boutique or store, but we're here anyways. And so something funny is that it has snowed since we have been here, and me being a Texas girl, I don't know what this stuff looks like, but it's all over the ground and it's everywhere. And I can just say that if we were at home, stuff would be shut down.
Yeah. You'll be driving in an Uber with these guys, and you know, in Texas we would be buying toilet paper and bottled water, and they're just driving 75 down the interstate and it's blowing rain and snow. There's snow drifts and they don't even care. I don't know. It's definitely a cultural shock. It happens to me every time I go somewhere that's, you know, north of Dallas, basically. But the first morning we were here, I slung the curtains open and I was like, oh my God, what is all this white stuff? So it's been a little cold, but not too bad. We've enjoyed it. A couple weeks ago, we were just kind of having the conversation about, you know, where we're taking Jackpot Junkie, kind of what the goal of Jackpot Junkie is. So we really just decided to hop on a plane and come out here with no specific thing in mind other than to, like, meet people, talk to people, and brainstorm.
Yeah. Like, I was hoping that something would just get slapped in front of my face and it would be like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And it didn't happen. And, like, every person... And we met some incredible people. And a lot of them, we would tell what we were doing with Jackpot Junkie and what we have done and how the Jackpot Junkie group is all educational, and we share videos and we interview different companies and different products and different people about different things and stuff like that. I was like, you know, we're building the Jackpot Junkie. And they were like, you just need to keep doing that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
They love what people specifically, and you know, there's a lot of people out here. There's influencers, there's athletes, there's, you know, there's vendors, there's buyers, there's a little bit of everything. And there's everything from, you know, the top brands that you've heard of, from Ariat to Wrangler, you know, with their huge, luxurious, amazing showrooms and all of their people. And
let me just stop right there and say that they know how to put on a party.
They do. They do. It's really neat, actually. I mean, it's neat. We ran into some people that we weren't expecting to see out here, but you know, it goes from those guys, those big, huge international brands, down to, you know, jewelers, where you can cash and carry all this amazing turquoise jewelry. I mean, it's enough to make you almost have a seizure. There's so much stuff. There's squash blossoms everywhere.
Everywhere. Amazing. It's like fringe, squash blossoms, fur, and yeah, turquoise
everywhere.
You
know, and then there's you know, there's this t-shirt company that we really like out of Spearman, Texas, that's been open for 2 years, that, you know, had their first showroom this year. So when we first came out here Wednesday night, we went on Thursday to this thing called the Boutique Hub Western Summit. The Boutique Hub is this like online course. It's basically business coaching. And so from all over the U.S., there was big boutiques. They call them mega boutiques. These are people that have 1.5 million followers on social media. There's people that literally started 2 months ago that are just trying to learn, and they have 400 followers. And they bring people in to talk about, you know, how to grow your brand or what people are wanting, or shoes. It's a little bit of, you know, everything from like a super high-end, like luxurious Western shoe, you know, it's not just about cowboy boots anymore, down to, you know, a flip flop or a barn shoe, or it's a little bit of everything. It's men, it's women, it's t-shirts, it's, you know, people that are, you see on your Facebook feed or you see on your Instagram feed. And so we sat in there all day and, learned a lot of neat stuff.
Yeah.
Met some really cool people.
Let's talk about Ariet. Cause yeah. Ariet was like the coolest one. And the one, like, she's never told her story. Mm-hmm. And we learned about her story while we were there. So if y'all don't know, the name Ariet comes from Secretariat. And I don't know if she, I guess she thought it was.
Her name is Beth. She's the president and founder. She had a partner when it all started. Do you remember, I mean, I'm 35. Do you remember years ago, decades ago, let's just be honest here, when the first like riding chukka came out? Yeah. And it was kind of a thing. Like, everybody was like, oh, this is weird.
You know? I showed animals, and, like, that was the hot, like, you had to have a chukka boot if you were going to show an animal.
So that chukka was basically her brainchild. She was somebody, she's a Stanford graduate. She's a business degree from Stanford. But growing up, she was raised around farm animals and racehorses, I believe, right?
Yeah. No, they were a thoroughbred farm.
Yeah. So one thing that she said she always had in the back of her mind was that, this is not just her baby at the time, but was that, you know, horse people, it's not just about being on a horse and what your riding boot is doing, because 80% of your time is spent not on the horse, but doing work around the horse. And so that's kind of where the whole chukka thing came out. But I remember when that came out and people, like, you know, some people loved them, some people hated it, but it was kind of it was definitely like a disruptor whenever it came out, because everybody, you know, it was either a tennis shoe or a cowboy boot. But she actually was one of the keynote speakers, and she spent a lot of time talking about how 1993, basically she launched their company basically from WISA at, you know, yeah. more or less.
Paid $10,000 for a 6-foot table in the back of somebody's showroom. And yeah. when she said that, I was like, you are crazy. Yeah. I would never.
She had 4 boots, and she was actually, the day that they shipped their first shipment was the day she had her first child.
Yeah.
And then a very short period later, she got pregnant with twins, I believe.
Yeah, her and Lindsay can relate.
Yeah, so she was basically just saying that, like, this huge international Ariat brand was built around, like, she doesn't even remember it because she was having so many kids during the time of they launched their company, and they were growing like crazy and learning and making mistakes and doing all this stuff that she doesn't even really remember the details. But, you know, she talked a lot about, like, their company's values. And I'll be honest with y'all, I'm not an Ariat. I say Ariat, but it's Ariat.
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 Secretariat.
But when I started hearing her story, like, the only thing that I've really ever, my husband loves her jeans, because they're kind of plain, a lot of them, and they hold up to the type of work he does. He's, you know, covered in oil and gas basically every day. And then he buys the fire retardant stuff. But I don't know that I've ever had a pair of Ariat boots.
Don't think I have either. But now that we have that little card for 40% off, I'm fixing it on
the Ariat. Yeah, you get some good swag when you come out here. I got a new t-shirt. We got t-shirts galore, like cute t-shirts. But she, what were we talking about?
We were talking about her.
Oh, like the, she does some stuff that's really, it reminds me of, like, you read stuff about Google, but, like, people can bring their dogs to work.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like she said, on any given day, usually it's on Fridays, but people can bring their dogs or their kids. Like if you don't have a babysitter, you know, they might have 20 to 40 dogs in their office in a day. And
they have dog parades.
Yeah, they dress the dogs up. The dogs have costume days. It seemed like a really fun place to work. And so we visited quite a bit with her employees. And like these people love her. Like when they start talking about her, they tear up.
Yeah. And they're faithful to her.
Yeah. But the point being is that, like, probably because I've seen this woman, heard her story, and met these people, like, I will probably, like, there's a pair of Ariat boots that are coming out in the fall. They're not even out yet. Like, I've already tried to figure out a way to get them. I've asked everybody, but you can't get them yet. like, I'm ready to have a pair of Ariat boots just because I've heard this story. And the funny thing is that we're sitting in a big group of people, and nobody, none of us, not one single people, these are horse people, these are people that have been seeing Ariat on, hanging on every fence and everything they've ever gone to. None of us knew the Secretariat thing. And the reason that she founded it was because of Secretariat's heart and his try. And she just loved what, you know, basically everything that Secretariat and Penny, what they stood for. So she built her company around that. And she was actually afraid to talk about it because she was afraid it would be like a trademark thing.
But yeah. And then that, and then Erica, one of her
PR people,
yeah, that we were talking to, she said, you know, she just met Penny
a couple years ago
and told Penny the story of how Ariat was created and the name, and Penny like loved it. And she was like, you need to tell people. And I agree.
You need to tell everybody that story.
Like, I think, because it's, then everybody's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We got to hear from her. We got to hear from lots of people that are, you know, more of, I guess, small business, not an international brand.
We got to listen to a Western influencer, which is kind of a new thing that's come about. And here's my take on the Western influencing thing. I think it's great, and I think more people connect with people that are like them instead of that. And that, this is my deal, especially in the tack and the rope thing, because like I'm with Lone Star Ropes, and I tell Guy, who is the genius behind all the ropes, I tell Guy all the time, I'm like, people are going to connect more with me, and if I can win with the rope, because I'm just like a low number header, and so if I can win with your rope, they're going to be like, well, I can win with their rope too. If you put your rope in the hands of this 15-time NFR qualifier, he ought to be able to win with any rope. And so that's my take on kind of the influencer deal as well. It's like a lot of people, these people aren't famous. They have a huge following, and people follow them because they're genuine. And like on Instagram, they put their, you know, their everyday lives on there, and we relate with them.
It's like the 2019 version of word of mouth.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like it's a normal person telling you they really like something.
Yeah. And then, like, I tell people all the time, like, hey, do you follow this person? If not, you should.
Yeah. So we saw a lot of them. Saw some stuff out here that I don't really, you know, it was kind of weird to me to be part of the Western industry. But yeah. Got to listen to the guy talk that founded Hui. He's really neat. He has a pretty cool story.
The Amish leather. That's pretty cool. It's just cool how it's, that has a neat story of its own, because like we were talking to JD, who is their sales rep, and he was talking about, you know, if we order these head stalls, you know, you call me, I have to fax in the
order. They have a fax machine, and that's really the only technology that they use.
That is the only technology they use. They do not have a website. They don't, you know, they don't have email. You write them a check. You can't use a credit card. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, goodness, this is... He was like, yeah, you millennials are going to have to figure out how to... I'm like, hey, I write a check every month for my water bill. I still know how to do it.
I like anything Amish. I like their cafes. I like their barns that they build.
Well, it's so high quality.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat the quality. Yeah. And that's the same... I'm the same way on their tack. Like, it's harness leather. It's the best stuff that you can make. It's all handmade. It's all hand tied. And
yeah, it's funny. Everybody's moving to such a technology state and moving all their business online. And this guy's doing just fine over there with all his...
You get your order and then you send him a check. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's...
And you get a handwritten invoice.
Yeah.
Like, not even a typed invoice or a copy of an invoice. It's a handwritten invoice.
Yeah. So
it takes all kinds, I guess.
It's been fun, though. Like, I mean, I would definitely come here again.
Oh, I would too.
And our Uber and Lyft drivers have been pretty interesting for the most part.
That's everywhere you go, you've got to interview and figure out what the deal with the, is with the... I will say this, when you come to Denver, use Uber or Lyft. Do not use the taxi cab system, because just don't. take my word for it. We got took a little bit leaving the airport. So use your Uber and Lyft app, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But like my biggest deal on all of our drivers is as soon as we get in the car, I want to know, how did you become an Uber driver?
Some of them, it's because of the government shutdown. That's been a topic that they've brought up.
Yeah. And then some of them, it's just like, I just like listening to people's stories and don't have anything else to do. And, you know, one guy, he had dreadlocks and he was obsessed with Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah. He was like, no, where are y'all from? And we were telling him that we're, you know, south of Dallas, east of Waco. And he was like, oh my gosh, do y'all know Chip and Joanna? And he probably talked about that for 20 minutes.
He did.
And this is the last person on the planet. You know, you should never judge this, you know, or stereotype people because, I mean, obviously this is why. But this guy, he's like fangirl over Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah. And he has his own talk show on Facebook every day.
Yeah.
And he also used to be a news reporter in Chicago. And whenever we got out, I told Lindsay, I was like, do you think he was kind of, you think some of that was BS? She's like, no, it was all.
Yeah.
She's like, he was for real. I was like, wow, that's nuts.
Yeah. What else?
And he was fixing to move to Panama.
Yeah. He wants to take his kids and live internationally.
He wanted to be able to swim in one ocean one day and the other ocean
the next day. Yeah. So, you know, I guess the weirdest part for me was I've never had anything to do with retail, but like all this stuff that I'm seeing that I like that people are wearing and talking about, like you can't actually get it until the fall and it's January and that's such a disappointment.
Yeah. Lindsay was like, so, and I used to be in retail. And so Lindsay was like, so all this stuff that everybody's ordering, they're not going to get until fall. I'm like, no, you have to order like 4 months ahead of time because they have to get their numbers in to get it manufactured. And she's like, well, that's a bummer.
That's stupid. I want it today.
Yeah. I was like, no, those boots that you really, 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 really want, you're just going to have to wait. So, yeah. But as we leave here, we still don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah. We came out here to get ideas and to basically, you know, kind of talk about where Jackpot Junkie's going. And really what we've came up with is that we're just going to keep going. People love the idea of it. So many people that either have invented a product or maybe they're a salesperson or whatever. Like when we talked about like the focus is the Jackpot Junkie, the Weekend Warrior, and how like what they want, what they need, what they like, what they're doing. Everybody loved it. Like they're like, yeah. You know, a lot of people compare it to, like, the World Series. Like, that's the normal guy, normal being a very, very wide range of people.
Yeah.
Like, what is normal?
We don't know.
You know, age, demographic, occupation. You know, it's a really wide array of people. And that is who we want to serve, and that is who we want to build our community around. And so everybody was like, just keep doing that. Like, we can't wait to see what it's going to be. And so that's what we're going to keep doing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We, so I will say this for my half, and I'm sure a lot of you know who we both are, but Lindsay and I live two completely opposite lives. Like, mm-hmm. I am the jackpot junkie. I am usually out of roping every weekend. And this, believe me, before I decided to come here, I looked at every book and made sure that there was no jackpots that I was going to miss when I came out here. And it all kind of fell right because I didn't miss any. And, but next week I'll be at the World Series in Hamilton all weekend. But anyways, so back to me and Lindsay. So I'm the jackpot junkie. We have, stock contracting business with our rope and steers. And so from December until probably April, the end of April, we're usually somewhere every weekend. So my plan for Jackpot Junkie is to bring a few, try to get in front of a few different, professionals, trainers, things like that. We've got the timed events coming up. I love the timed event. It's so much fun. And you see some of the best of the best. And then from there, I don't even know. I don't have my planner in front of me, so I can't. I live by my planner. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you where all I'm going. But I know we've got that. And then Lindsay, her life consists of.
I'm like the opposite. Like I was someone that thought I could never live without having multiple barrel horses. And then as many of y'all know, you're as your life changes, your desires change, your needs change. And actually when I was pregnant with my twins, I actually sold the horse that I was running at the time, and it was something like it's just neat. Like, just like as an example, let's say maybe your grandparents that you grew up with, maybe they took you to rodeos, or maybe you rodeoed or went or rode horses because they did it. Much like mine. My grandfather was a bull rider. He had a major thing for barrel horses. My mom always ran barrel horses. Then, of course, when she had me, she started training my barrel horses. But it's funny that, like, to be a part of this world, and to be a part of either the rodeo world or the jackpot world, like your role in it changes. And for me, when I was pregnant, it was like, okay, my husband ropes, and my focus has to be my kids right now. Because I got the double
You
whammy.
got triple
I
whammy.
got the bonus baby, a little, baptism by fire. But my desire to still be a part of the industry is still there, and I still have my relationships and my friendships. I saw a guy that I haven't seen since I high school rodeoed. I ran into him in the hallway. He has a showroom here. And, I was so glad to see him. As soon as I walked up with him, he was like, "Oh my God, Lindsay," And there's just something for everybody. So like, the example I was using, I'm thinking about my friend Ann Barker. She's who comes to mind. She's my grandparents' age. Her son was my friend. She still knows, she's in our Jackpot Junkie group, and she still knows everything that's going on.
Yeah, if
She
you ask
stays
about
tied in.
breed, if you want to ask about breeding on anything, that woman is
Yeah, so
knows it.
just because you're not throwing a leg over a horse every weekend does not mean that you're not a part of the community. And
Right.
that's kind of what we have here, and that's what we want to keep it. There's Whether it's you're competing, or whether you're going to the World Series, or whether you're going to the $35 barrel racing jackpot on Sunday after church, or maybe you're obsessed with it and you ride five horses a day, there's a place for everybody, and we want to keep it like that. So that's really all we have. We've got a plane to catch in a long time, so we're gonna go sit in a coffee shop and drink coffee and talk.
Yeah. Try to, but we do have some I have had some connections with some pretty big companies that are gonna come on live and give us some interviews like that and also some really cool people on our podcast that are gonna come on and tell their story. And some of these people started from nothing and they are big people deep now.
Yeah, it's funny. You ask somebody, "Have you ever done a Facebook Live?" and they look stricken.
That is the weirdest thing that I thought is like people that run these businesses at Denver Market and they're with a showroom and you're like, have you ever done Facebook Live? Are you on Instagram? Do you do Facebook? And they're like, well, yeah, I kind of have a Facebook page, but I don't keep up with it. I'm like, what is wrong? Like
Like, this is 2019. What are we doing?
exactly.
And
That was
Tara and I are both millennials. I know that some of y'all think that's a bad word, but like we're like,
All right, we got cut off because my husband called for the 57,000th time that we've been here.
Bobby Joe's having issues functioning without a female in his life, we guess.
But whenever he's gone to a rodeo, like I might not hear from him until 12 o'clock at night, and he's like, "All right, well I'm going to bed." I'm like, "Okay, bye." But then we change roles, and Tara's gone, and Bobby Joe's stuck at home with
With
Trip.
the
And every 2 seconds, I get a phone call just saying, "What are you doing?" I'm doing the same thing I was doing 2 seconds
Yeah,
ago
we've
when you
got
called.
total opposites there.
God.
Tara and Bobby Joe have talked 9,000 times, and me and Jody have talked, I think, three. Maybe. Anyway, I don't even know what we were trying to
I
wrap it up,
totally
so
forgot what we were talking about.
next time we'll have to put our phone on Do Not Disturb before we start our podcast, but Anyway, we hope that everyone's having a great start to their new year, a great start to 2019. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Challenge. I'm giving you a challenge. Write down your goals. Like, put them on a piece of paper and put that in your wallet, in your planner, wherever, so that every time you open it up, you see them and then check them off. Like, I had a list of goals last year, and no, I did not get them all accomplished, but I did accomplish a few, and the few that I did accomplish were pretty big. And so, you know, I have a list of different, like, four different categories. Self is one category, financial, in the arena, spiritually, what else is there? Oh, health and wellness, but that's your side, not mine.
Yeah.
I'm not big on health and wellness. I need to be. That's one of my goals for this year, is to put the health and wellness in there.
You know, it's something that maybe you've done this before, or maybe you haven't, but my husband and I did this. We've had some pretty big changes in our life. Really, just the last couple of years, but even more so, even in the last couple of months and weeks, is maybe write them down with your spouse or your partner.
I don't see that happening.
You know, we started having a pretty serious conversation with it about it, and we were like, write it down. So, you know, financial goals, that's kind of a thing you got to do together.
I just a lot see of ours me were, trying to write this down with my husband and it not going the right way.
And then, you know, a lot of ours were financial, business, our girls too, spending time with our girls, being present, getting off our phones.
Let me go ahead and say this. Lindsay's husband will make everybody else's husband look like Joe Schmo.
Not true. Don't let him hear that.
I am telling you right now, Jody is the saint.
No, one day we were sitting at my kitchen table and we were trying to come up with stuff to talk about Jackpot Jokey. And Jody, you know, my kids are they're nuts. And Jody is not perfect, but he's perfect for me. But he was in the military, so it's a different animal. But I'm trying to talk to Terry and she won't even look at me. And she goes, is he folding clothes right now? Like, what is he doing? And I'm like, Terry, I'm trying to talk to you. Focus. And I was like, yes, he's putting up, they're his clothes. They're his clothes that he puts on his body. He's putting his clothes up. So anyway, that's all we got. We'll wrap it up. We hope everybody has a great day. Great 2019.
We'll see you back in Texas. Adios.
We hope you enjoyed our episode today. Make sure that you join our community on Facebook, the Jackpot Junkie Tribe.
Also, follow us on Instagram at The Jackpot Junkie, and then head on over to our website, thejackpotjunkie.com, and pick up your official Jackpot Junkie swag. We'll catch you next time. Adios.